Well, it's 8 o'clock.
Make a commentary, please.
After we go to public comment, it's 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Time certain. I have the names of four individuals. We are supposed to allocate, if there are enough speakers, 1/2 hour for this process. We have a very long agenda, so if you don't have to speak for about 6 minutes apiece, it would be appreciated. But I see.
Would anything to say?
Okay, I have the names Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
They want to ask them.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now. Sandy Weinman, Joe Marcinkowski, Teresa Allen. Do we have any others? Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Public comment? Dwayne Mark, do you wish to speak during public comment?
Of course.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak during public comment? Okay, we have six people. I hope, I'm saying this for Dwayne's benefit, I hope we can limit these comments and not meet for 5 minutes apiece, but that's what we are allocating. So, I have numbers 2, 3, I don't know why I don't have the numbers in any particular order. I'll go with Sandy Weinman, you are first up. Okay.
I don't know where to stand, so I'll stand here. Anyway, I just wanted to make a brief announcement. Anybody that listens to the station has heard this one-minute PSA they keep playing on Watermelon, which is great, right? We're looking for a very big turnout this year, and we still need volunteers. So anybody engaged here that would like to come, I've got the sign-up sheet right here in the evening. About 8 o'clock, we're really barren of people to work the front gate and hand out the watermelon and do all those good things. That's a critical time. That's when people really start to pour into the cafe. Usually at the 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock period, when you see most of the people show up. So that's one thing. Second thing, with respect to this event, looking for sponsors. Maybe some of you know somebody that can put down $250, $500, or even $1,000 to come to a dinner and some other goodies in the sponsor package toward the event. I think we've collected something in the order of $1,500 in sponsorship so far. The goal when we started out was $3,000, so we're halfway there, not too far to go. So sponsorships, again, you come see me. My email address is real easy, deadbeat@kpft.org. And finally, we have a silent auction. We met with the outreach committee the other night, and we went over some good ideas for silent auction. Perhaps you have art or musical instruments, or perhaps you're someone that does a service like a massage or a lawyer or an accountant and can donate services that we can put out on the auction table. Events like these take in $5,000 to $6,000, $4,000 to $6,000 at the gate. We can double that very easily through sponsorships and the silent auctions. So, serious business when we need the monies, and I would encourage everybody in the room to think about maybe participating in some way, shape, or form in this event. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Saturday, July 29th. Doors at 3 o'clock, and we'll be shutting down our gate around midnight. When that begins, who knows?
Joe Marcinkowski, would you please go to the same spot?
Hi, I'm Joe Marcinkowski, small business owner, long-time listener. I'm talking about increasing listenership here, and my approach is to take my church, BAUC, Bay Area Union Church, and do an outreach program there, specifically to older people who listen to in the early mornings and then stop listening when the music turns on. Give them another approach. provide them with the technology to go to podcasting or move to alternative station and come out there with a PowerPoint presentation. Something put together by a creative person with clips in it from Amy Goodman talking about the KKK bombing this place and all that, so that we can present it to the whole church and sign up members. I think this is a real opportunity. Every time I talk, I'm part of the discussion group every Sunday, and I talk to them. Very few of them are listeners, but they should be. And they have to know what to do when the music comes on alternatively. So I will help coordinate that. I just need a little technical expertise here and help me, and I'll be happy to work it at BAUCC and then perhaps take Patterson and Fannin and the other churches.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Teresa Allen.
Thank you very much for your time and attention and people on the board. I encourage the new members to sign up for a committee right away. One thing that I might suggest is that you, Lars or Adrian, that you join the Outreach or Development Committee. We just had a meeting, and I would be happy to bring you up to speed and see if you'd like to work on any specific projects. Greg Audell was talking about some speakers that he was interested in lining up, and we were also talking about a storytelling event. And I think that there must be lots of people that have stories about their experiences with KPFT over the years. I know that, for example, the storytelling slam last night at, was it last night? Night before? Tuesday night at Warehouse Live was sold out. That means they probably had 350 people there, and it's a monthly thing. So I like storytelling. I think that our storytelling program that we have on Wednesday nights is very exciting, and people can get very passionate when they understand through story just where you're coming from and what, you know, what brought you to this place. And when we hear people's stories on the air, it can make a big difference. I'm encouraging each one of you to commit to a goal of raising at least $1,000 for KPFT. If you can't do it yourself, make a list of people that you can approach to give money to the station. And I have lots of stories of people that I have approached, and just because I asked, I guess after a while I just wore them out, or something motivated them to become members. So try to make it concrete, try to start making a list, or try to figure out what you're going to do to raise money for the station. One good idea would be if you are a member of a group, encourage that group to come work the phones. Because often when groups come to work the phones, they will tell all the members in their group, hey, we're working the phones at the pledge drive at KPFT, and then other people become aware of what KPFT is. Another thing is that frequently when they come to work the phones, they bring checks with them because they don't want to be seen as failures while they're working the phones. Also, as Sandy said, it's going to have a silent auction, and if you, one good thing is maybe you have a restaurant that would give you a gift certificate, or some business that would like, I think when we had the Ray Hill event and when we had the service auction, I guess about 10 years ago at KPFT, we had people that did like car detailing, we had oil changes, we had all kinds of items donated to KPFT. And we give those people a little bit of recognition for their gift to KPFT, and they can generate some money. And oftentimes it's just a win-win. People that buy those items get something for a very good price. Shannon Jewelers, for example, donated a watch, which was probably worth about $2,000. We made, I think, about $500 on it, but you know, $500 is $500. So those are just a few ideas, and I'm sure you have more if we can just sit down and brainstorm. So don't hesitate to contact me about running some ideas by me, and I'd love to hear them.
Thank you, Teresa. Okay, Pat Hart. Well,
I think Nancy was before me.
Nancy Sarbora Narutomi.
What's happening in the CMB is against the bylaws, which is here, and I've got marked in orange, Article 6, Section 3, each director participating in a meeting can communicate concurrently with all directors, and that is not being done. They're cutting off and muting directors of the, well, Adriana, Serena, and Renito, and that's just, you know, they're breaking the bylaws. And this system they're using is called the Maestro, and there was a vote taken, and all three of our, Robert Mark, Rhonda Garner, Bill Crozier, voted to keep it. That system that is they're using to turn the volume down or cut off in mid-sentence sometimes. If you go back and listen to those meetings, you will hear it. And what Rhonda's misinformed about the... she's portraying it, or she misunderstands. I don't know which it is, but she keeps repeating the same thing. The WBAI board last year, half the board refused to come to all the board meetings all year until the end of the year. They were on strike, so they could not elect new board members, PMB board members. So they were only represented by one that was a carryover from the year before. Because they couldn't make quorum, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. They couldn't make quorum. Then they made a meeting, but they did not announce it and go through procedure correctly, and they elected some meetings, some board directors. But that's not the way you do things. You don't do things without procedure, and everybody knows, and everybody comes in and votes. So that's a WBAI problem, and they did not follow the rules. So it's being portrayed as poor little things. Well, the poor little things didn't come and do their work that they were elected to do. And you know, you need 13 for quorum, otherwise no meeting. And that's what they did all year. Each director is provided a means of participating with all matters of the board, including the capacity to propose, interpose an objection to a specific action taken by the foundation. This is not being done. And just because you're the majority doesn't mean you can get away with breaking, you know, freedom of speech and respect for people who don't want to hear what they have to say, but this is what's going on. Okay. Bill, you have a bad memory. We had a recording. We have your voice on the recorder. Why are you smiling? I mean, you're lying in front of all these people. You said you gave Dwayne Bradley a job and you're paying him $8,300 a month, plus health insurance, that's $20,000 a year per full-time paid staff. And he's got dependents, it is more. And the wife is included. So, I mean, that's what he said at the finance committee. It's open. It was an open meeting, so I can tell you. It wasn't even in executive session. I'm not a board member. I was just a guest. Pat was there on the last one. So, I mean, how can you say there were other members attending? It's just crazy. Why are you giving him a job in development when he couldn't even do it here at this station? And you're giving him a development job to represent all five stations. And then you let him hire, you let KPFT hire a part-time development director. We had all these people we're hiring and giving money to. We have a development committee. Just let us do it. So spending money and taking a trip to Washington to tell them they're going to become a repeater and they're going to lose all their local programming. Two of those board members announced that on Pacifica National committees, on a PMB committee and on a programming committee. So don't laugh. I mean, two of them squealed. I mean, and I don't blame them, even if it was a... And then why you hire that KPFK manager to come here, and we pay, KPFK pays the transportation of her from coming from Los Angeles to tell our programmers who haven't met in years, haven't had a staff meeting in years, to listen to her lecture, how to get more money from the people on the phone. Then if they have $25 to spend, then they've got more. So keep talking to them and keep talking to them to get more money. I mean, this is kind of sickening to listen to. And the other tips she was giving, our programmers know. I mean, you didn't have to pay her any money. and it's coming out of KPFD's budget. That's what you folks said at the meeting. Why do you do things? We're strapped for money. What? And we had a bad fund drive of all five stations. Ours was the worst. Why give the money away? Quit hiring.
Thank you.
And this commission, these kids you're here Manson. Hiring on commission Manson. To go get ethical sponsorship or whatever it's called.
Thank you. Pat Hartwell.
Perhaps I should have gone before her. This noise gives me a headache. I want to thank the board because I don't know a better way to say it, but you are acting more civilized lately. I don't know if it's the camera or just you're having your mind that we all have one goal, and that goal is to make the station successful. I went to several meetings this week. I sat in on several meetings. I was very impressed at the committee meetings that were conducted in a correct, sensible, loving way that people wanted to really make a difference. I just hope that these motions, or I don't know what you call them, suggestions, are put forward so we can go forward and implement them. The one thing in all the committees that I noticed, the word transparency kept coming up. And I think it's very important that we as a station and you as a board become transparent. It appears as though that if you hide something, then something's going wrong. Even if you don't mean to hide it, or even if nothing is going wrong, it has the appearance of something is wrong, such as in the finances. I finally pinned someone down. There are no rules or anything that people cannot see the finances. I'm not saying put them on blast on the web, but I think some need to be put on because people are tired of giving money. This station is like a seed. It's like one of those colanders you use and water goes through it. Logical people are thinking, if you raise $300,000 and next month you're having a silent auction, what in the hell are you doing with your money? And I made a statement in one of the meetings, it's like we're wearing Macy clothing on a Walmart salary. Something's wrong someplace. I have a problem with one person, Mr. Crozier, being able to hire people with no, you're losing money on one side, but yet you hire people on another side without anybody else knowing about it. That's a problem. And I understand it'll be taken care of in July. One person will. But there's other people that have been hired. And I understand the long-term effects. Sometimes you have to take a bite out to get the long-term. But if we're in a hiring freeze, if we're in a desperate situation, why are we hiring people? And I also think whoever's in charge of this insurance stuff needs to look at it again. This insurance is killing y'all. It's killing the station. But I want to get back to transparency, and y'all know why I'm here. Y'all know. It's an elephant in the room. And I expect that motion about one of these members to be discussed seriously. I expect something to be done about it. Because if you're not part of the solution, then you're part of the problem. For years, this board has look the other way when things have happened. This is why the station is in the problem it is now.
I'm new. Can you name that person?
Mr. Mark. I you know, I don't understand the non-transparency, and it starts with this board. When people are allowed to create racism, sexism, and nationalism, there is a problem with KPFT. I'm sorry. This is not what you want the public to know. Do you want the public to know that there's people going around making sexist remarks? Tell that to the women that support the station. Do you want the public to know that some of the board members called a black man a boy? Tell that to the black community. Do you want the public to know that there was a Nazi sign given? Tell that to the Jewish community. I take offense, and I'm not personally affected by any of those words, am I? Or I should not be, according to y'all, because I have been approached by more than one person to say, no, Pat, it's not that big of a deal. Or, no, Pat, you're white. Don't worry about it. It doesn't affect you. It does affect me, because I am a person of the world just like all of y'all are. And if you don't take some sort of action tonight, I guarantee you the public will know what a disservice you as a old white board do. Look around you. Half of you have one foot in the grave. And I can say that because I do too. I'm your age. There is no diversity on the board, okay? You're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution.
Thank you, Pat. Dwayne Lark. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. So much that I could say in 5 minutes with these two distinguished ladies speaking. I would rather sit down, but I'm too stupid to do that. Thank you for your comments. I wish I could expand upon them, but in reality, let me use these last 4 minutes and 47 seconds to address those of you who are new, because I feel as though I've done my work with those of you who've been here, and I do see some difference with Pat's acknowledgement. I do see some difference, and I'm hopeful that it will be a perpetual difference, meaning that those who were demonized when you got here, you come to realize they're really not demons and they don't have tails, even though you may have been told that. And specifically, I've never taken personal me being targeted in the election by Mr. Crozier and his cronies out of California. I've taken it personal. I've been targeted all my life, whether it's color, whether it's just standing up, whether it's articulating a certain expression or whatever, I can have that. But what I can't have is Mr. Crozier and others, this collusion of inclusion, meaning that it's very clear to me that Mr. former station manager, time has been extended for retirement and more costs to this corporation. It's a buddy-buddy thing. You see, as chair, I made sure there would be no retirement paid out at the expense of KPFT and this corporation. But there have been things going on nationally that folk been doing that is nefarious, that is underhanded, and in fact, were the very things they were accusing Adriana and her faction of doing just last year. You see, the faction that's in control of National now have been in control 13 of the last 15 years. Adriana, the so-called faction she's been associated with, only had control 18 months. What we have here is a failure to operate under the cover of authority. That means you here locally. You're a failure to recognize that this self-made executive director is running KPFT. No disrespect to you, Dr. Kamau. You got caught up in this. Wish I hadn't brought you in it, but I got to straighten it out. There's some stuff going on down here that you need to clean up. You ran me off the board successfully. You targeted me nationally, but I'm coming back anyway. And that's my second time around of being targeted to not be elected, but the God I serve put me back where I need to be anyway. So I'll be joining you. But right now, what you need to do is take care of your business. And your business is a destruction of this foundation from someone sitting right in your midst, a sheep in wolf's clothing. I said it several months ago. Now, to the you who are new.
Wolfman sheep's clothing.
Right, correct. To you who are new, this isn't about them or us. This is about you being able to be an objective individual who can look at through the bull and make a determination of who's telling the truth and does it line up with the facts. And here are the facts. Last year, we didn't have enough money to pay anybody. All of a sudden, we got money to pay a defunct manager at a national level, plus we can hire him, her, and everyone else I know the finances of KPFT. I've intimately entangled my interest in the finances of KPFT, working with this lady, working with this gentleman for the last 3 years. This man is spending money that's not there. But here's the reality. You've got to make sure that the demonization of this lady doesn't bleed into your perfunctory duties. And your perfunctory duties is to pay attention to what Mr. Crozier and his cronies are doing at the national level and how they're running the local with an intent. They don't care about the foundation. They really don't care about the individual entities. So you have to ask yourself, what do they care about? What is their objective? I can't answer that. Well, Christopher. But what I can do is line up their actions. What I can do is make a fair, objective observation and a determination of what is the result of their actions. Don't know intent? I'm not going to call them demons. But their actions have been detrimental and dangerous to the local and to the national. And those of you who are going along with it are in collusion because you're not proacting against such actions. When you know if there's not enough money there, if we said there's not enough money there the last 2 years, all of a sudden you can start spending thousands of dollars a month. Right. Somebody's going to put this foundation in bankruptcy intentionally. And as far as those... The insurance, I had a solution for that. But no one at the national took it up, still got a solution for it. It's called, you can't continue to pay 100% insurance for people, period.
Thank you, Dwayne. All right, we are through with public comment, and we will go to the general manager's report. Ten minutes.
Mr. Chair. Remember, when I need to say something to the finance committee, you told me to wait.
Okay.
We are here mid of July, and KPFT,
please stand because we can't hear you.
Doesn't have a budget. We are in July. You know, we have 2 months for finishing our, we need a budget. We don't have a budget.
What are you proposing?
Point of information, are we talking about the 2017 budget or the 2018 budget?
I'm talking about the budget of 2018, that is the one that is starting 2 months, I said. That we don't have even a draft. We cannot discuss that. We have meetings, but we need to find a way to have a budget. We cannot start our year without a budget. At least we need to discuss it.
All right, noted, and the next meeting of the Finance Committee is July 24th. Would you please note that in the minutes of tonight's meeting, July 24th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the station. Okay, Obadike, 10 minutes. The floor is yours.
I passed out a couple of sheets. I want to... briefly discuss the interim general manager July 2017 report. We have a fund drive that ran from the 15th through the 30th of June. We collected $112,000 by phone. We had a $250,000 goal. We collected roughly 45%. We are continuing an analysis of what went wrong and working to prevent that from happening again. One of the things that I feel sure went wrong was going into this at the last minute and also without a lot of preparation. So those are some things that will be corrected. There is an undraft scheduled throughout the month of August, and the next major drive is scheduled for September 14th through October the 4th. There is a branding contest that will be launched this month. And the branding contest should bring in a relatively small amount of money. It should be a very effective outreach event. And it is designed to deal with how KPFT is perceived and how we are looked at by other people. It's a very exciting. Ms. P.K. McCary is the person who is leading that, and perhaps before this meeting is over, she'll have an opportunity to go into more detail for you. There is an event planned in August with John Kiriakou, who is the author of Doing Time Like a Spy, How the CIA Taught Me to Survive and Thrive. This event is scheduled for August the 12th and is still being put together. There are plans to have at least one development effort per month, event per month. This is the first one. We're working in conjunction with a gentleman in Los Angeles who is working to get us Naomi Klein as well as Oliver Stone. So we're hoping to see if we can pull that off. We're actively involved in those efforts now. We've been asked by the executive director for a short-term plan, and we are working on that. It will be in place in time for the August LSB. There will also be a report, including in that report in our underwriting results. To this point, we have bought in $35,000 through underwriting. Our monthly average is $7,500, and we have pending contracts that range between $8,500 and $44,000. We're also adding new sales associates to increase our underwriting capacity, and we intend to bring in $25,000 in underwriting beginning in September. So I'll have that report for you after that. I also want to tell you that in August, I will be on vacation during this board meeting, so I will not be here, but I will get that material sent to you. And there are a couple of things. There's a lot of looseness that exists at the station, so we're in the process of developing some policies and procedures. I just want to say that there is a, relatively, certainly among the staff, a strong spirit of cooperation. In this past fund drive, we did several things different because we know that we cannot continue to do things the way they have been done. We did bring in Christine Blasdale to provide assistance in the drive to Justin Curry. That did not work particularly well, but we are still, because I think the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. So, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, I'll take the question.
I'm going to limit the questions to 1 minute and the answers to 1 minute. Is that acceptable?
That's question for you.
I want to know, because we were told in the finance committee that one person that was hired for development, supposedly July 15 will get out, but we were told, we think that if you hire somebody and that somebody is being paid to do a job, if that person leave, you need to have a report of whatever that person did during that time. We were told that you were supposed to receive that report. But on the other hand, we know that that person was hired, supposedly when that person was hired, wasn't, they told you that it was under you and you are asking for report from that person?
I have not received that report. I don't want to, let me just say that those efforts were not very effective.
Okay, but you didn't hire that person, and you never received
it. Adriana,
right?
1 minute, let everybody ask a question up to the 10 minutes for this. Jim.
Speaking of new employees, this says sales associates. Are these all commission? 100% commission?
100%. Cool. Thank you. Robert?
Yeah. I spent considerable time at the pledge table, missed some of you. I went in, there was no effective way for volunteers to sign up, come in and take pledges. There were no goals set for programmers. Tallies were 2 days late getting on the board. Are you suggesting that the failure of this fund drive is because this lady came from California?
But let me interrupt this for just a second. Last month, this body passed a motion as to how fund drives in the future should be handled. So is there a need to regurgitate?
I want to know why this fund drive was a failure, why it only raised $112,000.
Nobody can.
I'm not suggesting that the lady from California was at fault, but I am suggesting that when you go into things very quickly, I will accept responsibility for why the fund drive did not do well. We changed, we preempted shows, we ran special programs, we ran special premiums.
Mr. Chair, I can't hear him over.
Everyone's out of order except Obadike.
And so one of the things that we're doing in the new fund drive is we're not going to be rushed into doing this again that quickly. And so one of the things that we're doing is some of those things that you are dealing and you bring up will be addressed. This is going to be something that there will be a step-by-step planning. There will be training provided for the volunteers. There will also be some sign-up sheets, and we are getting some help with that from a couple of people. But I'm not suggesting that the lady is responsible. I'm just saying that we tried to do things that, from what I understand, worked very well in California and New York and did not do well here in Houston at all.
I just say one thing in follow-up. One of the reasons that we didn't make money we've made in the past is because Amy Goodman no longer pitches for us.
Robert, you're out of order. Nick?
Okay,
KC.
I'm just wondering what the process is for analysis of these fund drives. Like how? What data do we look at? How do we analyze our success and measure it and reflect on it? And I know this may be changing, but.
Cliff, you're next after Obadike responds.
We are just looking at things very carefully. We're looking at things that have been done in the past. We're looking at the changes that we made that we thought would be more effective this time, and making plans to, I think one of the biggest things was just preparation. So those are the things that we're looking at. We do analysis, you look at what's happened, and we make plans based on that. We've had a lot of very serious discussions, and it's ongoing.
Cliff, last question, last answer.
Treasurer's report.
Well, are you going to give a treasurer's report? Well,
I wanted to ask a question.
Cliff,
I deferred to somebody who would.
Okay. Does anybody object to allowing two more questions, two more answers? Okay, Cliff.
For me?
Did you raise your hand?
Yeah, I didn't expect you to call him. I have to follow tradition, you know. And I don't give me a call. I noticed something that a lot of you may not know. I've been participating in fundraisers for 15, 16 years. And we've been dropping support and dropping funds that people give to us. They're tired of being assholes. They're tired. They're broke. Two, don't expect them to come rushing back. But they care about us because every time we go through a fundraiser, there are people that call us every time. They call in one show and give $500, the next show they give another $300. They don't have the money, they're not rich. People give us money, they have faith in us. That's just the reality. That's a contradiction for you.
Oh, but didn't you wish to respond to that?
Can I ask real quick, OBTK, will you commit to implementing the fund drive motion as passed by this body and taking those recommendations?
Yeah, we're looking into those. We're going to attempt to help you make them work.
Okay. All right. We are now at
I'll make a motion to allow the new member.
Is there any objection to two more questions, two more answers? Okay. Bob first, and then Adrian. Bob.
I would rather speak to the last one, but I have to say something about the first one. Just to say what went wrong is, I think, being a little bit, I don't know what the word is, hard on yourself or perhaps even naive. There's a lot of ways to look at this. You know, our membership has dropped down to half of what it was. Somebody told me it was 12,000 once. But I wanted to find out, you know, we brought in 35,000 with a monthly average of 7,500. There's nothing here that speaks to net or gross. We're pulling money out of there to pay people. These numbers really don't mean anything to me right now the way they are on this paper.
Open DK, would you like to respond to that?
We'll provide that report just being prepared to the board to put this out.
Thank you. Okay, Adrian.
To Casey's point, it seems like there's a lot of guesswork involved on what's real and what's not.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
To Casey's point, it seems like there's a lot of guesswork being involved in determining what works and what doesn't work. When you say that you're looking at things that worked in the past, are you guessing at that too, or is there data?
I would say most of the data indicates that we are precipitously heading down from fund drive to fund drive. At a staff meeting the other day, I said that fund drives are like crack to precipitous, and that's the way that we deal with it, and that's the first thing that we look at. One of the things that I am dealing with is trying not to rely so heavily on fund drives. Some of the things that we are looking at is dealing with that we are in the process of starting a digital marketing campaign. We're also going to deal with launching campaigns with the Thousandaires, and we're going to start, and as well as what we're calling the Dollar a Day Club. So I don't think that fund drives, as they have been done, are the answer to our financial situation. One of the things that we are going to do is we're pushing this fund drive back. We've had 3 in 6 months. And I think that that also has some impact on the effectiveness of these drives.
Thank you very much. Okay, we are now in standing committee reports. Budget and financial oversight, we've been development.
I can do it.
Okay, do you have, is there a written report as well?
Teresa, I don't think we have a written report.
We're
going to have minutes.
Okay. Can you give us the highlights in 2 minutes or 3 minutes?
We spoke about the watermelon event on the 29th. We talked about the solidarity dispenser, which is up on the website, and Meetup and Twitter now to help programmers put on events. Sorry. Greg spoke about his speaking the speaking events that he's doing. One question that the committee had for him is how much he raised from the Amy Goodman event, and he didn't have that information, which we wanted, so he's working on compiling that. But it was worrisome to the committee that we didn't know how many thousands of shares we had after that event. And then we postponed the chair elections to the next meeting.
Thank you very much. Facilities Management and Planning, Bob Gardner and Bobby Moda. Bob?
We were supposed to have had a PSA made in 2 days, which hasn't happened. If anybody has suggestions on where and how to find volunteers to begin to organize to do the work, that would seem to be
the first priority, so we haven't had a meeting. We'll have a meeting and we'll try to get a PSA meeting.
Okay, thank you. Governance, PK.
Well, actually, it's Joseph, if he can do it.
That's great. Joseph?
Okay, we actually have two reports, both of which have been emailed out to the LSB body. The first one you received would have been for the special meeting we had. It was in regard to a question from the last LSB. And then the last one we sent was actually from a previous regular meeting. So let me cover the short one first. In the regular meeting, we are currently reviewing standing and special rules to see if they're up to date and still useful and valid to this body for the execution of its job. We also did, in consent items, we approved the membership. I didn't realize I've read in your agenda we need to approve the chair. We did by a vote of 5-0 elect me, Joseph Davis, as the chair. So I guess if that needs to be approved,
yes.
We could go ahead and move to have that approved. And then I can do the report from the second.
Okay. The committee has recommended Joseph Davis to be the chair of the committee. Is there any objection to Joseph Davis becoming the chair of the governance committee?
Isn't the body the one that's elected because we approved the members, but the body?
Our standing and special rules say that all chairs are approved. No, I think it's the bylaws say that they are responsible to this body. It's the bylaws of Pacifica that say that. Is there an objection to Joseph Davis becoming the chair of the governance committee? Seeing none, please go ahead.
Okay, that completes the regular report. The special report was from the June 14th LSB meeting. There was a question regarding whether it is necessary for the LSB to approve CAB membership. You were all sent a report. We did review previous minutes from three meetings where, in fact, the LSB did approve the seating of members on the CAB. And we also reviewed the CPB documentation on its requirements for the CAB. What we discovered, in essence, was there are a great many requirements from the CPB on both the responsibilities, the powers, and the accountability, the duties that the CAB is supposed to fulfill. Bill responded to the written report with some notations from previous reports, so I did take the opportunity to at least look at them. And I do believe that what those show is perhaps some additional duties that have been asked to the CAB. But I didn't see anything specifically requiring a report that met current CPB requirements. So it's great that they're doing something that the station needs, that we need to know these surveys from listeners, but it's very important. So we're recommending, so the answer to the question was yes, the board needs to approve the membership, and in fact it is the only entity that is the station's governing body. We are the only people who can approve membership on the board. Secondly, there are a great many other issues, such as it's, in fact, the LSB specifically is required to do the appointments, removals, their attendance records, board size, terms, length. Also, we have to make sure that they do an annual report and that they're annually certified. We also have to verify the diversity of the board. So for these things have not occurred in the past. Just probably for lack of specificity in their directives. So we recommend, and it's in the report that I emailed everybody, that the LSB pass a motion to ask the governance committee to go ahead and draft a set of a procedure guide that we would put in the standing or special rules, or perhaps some other way, that would allow us to make sure that all the needs are met and that we can qualify for CPB funding, because that is probably the most important issue at hand, since it results in either $150,000 to $200,000 loss to the station every year.
We'll come back to that in unfinished business. I hope you
Thank
have
you.
A written report.
Well,
written,
I sent it to everybody.
A written agenda motion.
It's in what I sent to everybody.
I'd just like to point out, and it may be because I'm so dependent on my cell phone, especially when traveling, but the email I got said attached is the report. There was no attachment. That was the basis of my objection. So I didn't know whether you'd done it, but is the committee aware that there already is such a policy?
There is none. We cannot find it. We looked in the bylaws, and we looked in the standing and special rules. They do not exist.
Okay.
I'd be happy to share it.
Point of information.
Yes, sir.
Robert Mark made the objection without any details, and I was confused. He just explained it, I guess. Then Bill Crozier made
Well, this is a comment, isn't it? So,
I was giving you flexibility, but it's really
important. Well, he offered some piece of history that suggested to me that this work we did was already done.
This is a federal law, and basically it says the governing body has to follow the federal law. We can't create policies or procedures that circumvent or supersede federal law on this particular body bill.
Well, Bob's right. Bob Werner's right that the I emailed out, thank all the LSP a response to the report saying that there was a CAB procedures and policies guideline. It was approved by the LSP, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago. And it's in that collection of that I put online on Google Docs. I don't know if, I don't think it's been rescinded. So, I mean, if you want to review that, it'd be appropriate for the governance committee to go through that and see if it needs to be updated. But, you know, I don't, I think you should do that first before we start changing things that might be contradictory to it.
Point of information.
Wait,
two things.
Wait. Hold on a second. Adriana, you had your hand up. 1 minute maximum.
Yes. I think that all of us received from Joseph, and I was a witness when that happened, but we have the minutes, the approved minutes of how the LSB act in the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, what a... I mean, it doesn't make any sense. This is not only the requirements of the CPB. The legal requirement is what this LSB was doing, this body was doing. I mean, what are we trying to rewrite something? I mean, what he's saying is what we have. Somebody's saying that maybe in 2008.
Hey, this is a committee report. It's not debatable. And if you have any input you wish to give Joseph Davis as the chair of the governance committee, please do so, and we'll bring it back next month. Quickly. Joseph, lastly.
I just want to verify, was Bob the only person who didn't receive the report attached to the email? I mean, if I made a mistake, I'd like to know.
I didn't receive it, but it's not a problem.
Did anybody get an email from me that included? Then it may be my mistake. If I do, I apologize.
I got it.
I did look, but since it wasn't on an official KDT website, I mean, if it's additional material, there's certainly no objection to reviewing it. So.
Okay. Let us move on to amend. Well, Jaime's not here. Venetia's not here. Do we have any reports from anyone who's a part of the Management Selection and Review Committee? Seeing none. Anybody from Outreach Committee?
Are you able
to provide any input on the either one?
I'm not able to provide checked, verified information other than I do know that two people have submitted their information for consideration of general managers. And I've only responded back to one because I didn't know where it was coming from or where it was. But I'm sure when I talk to Jaime that we will set a meeting so that we can get it straight so we can give you a better report.
Okay.
Did you receive a GM
application? You're out of order, Rhonda.
May I ask TK a question?
No, we're going on to special reports, program council election. We have two positions to be filled. One is staff candidates for the for this, and I put out an email to this body. I also spoke with George Ryder and asked him for the legislation that created the Management Selection Review Committee. That was at the Latino
Program
Music
Council.
Huh? The Program Council item 11A. Okay.
That's where we're at now?
Yes.
Okay.
So, we have Sandy Weinman is one candidate from staff, and Jim Krafka.
I'm sorry to take you out of order, but didn't we agree to move all this
stuff up after the general manager report?
No. No, we voted down. We voted down. Okay, so we have Sandy Weinman. And do we have any other candidates from staff?
Rhonda Garner.
Rhonda? This is for the program council. We have five seats from staff. And my understanding is, based on my conversation, can I, Adriana, can you please come to
If you
understood.
Yes.
But I'm also
okay,
speaking.
I'm trying to give you one.
Okay. My understanding is that all of the people who serve on this body have to be mutually agreed to by both this body and the general manager. So the way I am suggesting that we proceed is that we will vote and then he can veto. If there is someone who has clearer legislation on this, Adriana.
The motion said five board members. That's why the board members, even if they are staff, they can run like board members. We have five listeners that need to be agreed by this board and the manager, and five programmers that are the same way. The manager doesn't have any say in the election of the five board members. Have okay. something to say?
Well, we resolved that. We've already elected the five board members last month. Okay, so what we are dealing with is candidates for this position from staff and from the public. And I've received one via email. I have a couple that I have text 1-minute statements that I will share with you. And then we'll vote.
Sir, we have it, the PSA. We are here asking the listeners. I don't know.
Yes. Okay. Apparently there is. Okay. So, let me. Sandy, you want me to read your statement? Or do you wish to speak to your statement? Okay, you have 1 minute.
Perfect, that's all I need. In fact, I need 30 seconds, so I'll take 30 seconds. Only need 30 seconds. I was on the program council for several years in its previous incarnation. We did some great work. We created a programmer's guide. We reviewed every program on the schedule and gave the programmer feedback that had never been done. This was done collaboratively with the, at the time, program director Ernesto Aguilar, and under the guidance of Dwayne, who is general manager. I think it's really important that we work together as a group, management, program council, to make effective changes. I'd like to come back and participate on a volunteer level for this. I have little time for the board or other activities given my schedule, but I have room for this, and I'm asking for your support for this. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm going to ask Elaine to take over the chair for just a moment. I need to step out. I'll be right back. Rhonda, you have 1 minute, and then...
Chair.
Yes?
Are we electing the five people from programmers, you mean?
Five programmers, or whatever number we can get tonight.
Sir, may I explain what I'm saying? Because I know that you are getting angry, but I cannot get the question to you. The board members, we are 24 members. We elect five.
We already did that.
That's why. Rhonda is part of the LSB. She cannot be part of the five programmers. Because if not, do you know what I'm saying?
But she can be a programmer. Why not? She does vote.
Point of information. Point of information. I would like to be on the program council, whether it's as a board member or whether it's as a programmer.
I'd like to be on the same.
I don't want to vote.
Which one?
Can you say who were the five board members? Can you?
Who are the five board members?
They're in the minutes of last month's meeting, and I would ask you to look in your minutes. Are the minutes that are available that are being distributed, or Joseph? Bill had a copy of the minutes, and Joseph has a copy of the minutes.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, here. Here, I've got another copy.
What is he doing? Does that apply to Lars in the same way? Lars in the front. What? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm going to let the body decide. Okay, you know what? I've just been advised that the responsibility of the election of staff is to be done by staff.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, in the probably 6 months or more since this body put this whole situation into play, it has not happened. What is the protocol that, I mean, we can allow the staff on this body to elect the people. I don't know what the approach is, and I would look to our staff representatives on this body to give us some advice on how they wish to fill these staff positions on the program council. We will have, if we elect five people from the community, we will certainly have more than a quorum being more than half. That would be 10 with no staff representation. So, Jim, what is your...
How many candidates do we have for staff?
As far as I know, we have Sandy and Rhonda, and as far
and
as I know...
And Cliff.
Okay.
We have three. And how many positions do we have?
15 total, five from each category.
Okay, so all three of these are on it. Thank you.
No, they have to be elected by staff, not by LSP staff.
We have three candidates.
Yes, and we're elected by staff.
Okay.
The staff. I say we turn it over to the staff.
Point of information. Request for information.
What is your question?
Sounds to me like...
Okay, while you're thinking of it, the people we elected are... It was uncontested. It's Casey Sinclair, Lars Hevington, Anissa Faruqi, Jerry Lynch, and myself.
Okay. Rhonda? My question was, I remember us talking about putting the program council together at the beginning of the year, and there was a deadline. And I responded to it to serve on the program council. So, like, wasn't there a deadline? And isn't there, like, just a set people? I mean, that's already established who's...
How can the board members of this board elect staff members for anything? You can't. You don't represent them.
Okay, let me just tell you that Dwayne Lark was supposed to handle one facet of this, and someone else was supposed to handle another facet of this, and George Ryder, neither one of them did what was assigned to them. Jim, what did you say?
I signed up. I got the notice.
There's only one person here that's over the staff, and that's Obadike. So if Obadike could arrange to get us our five candidates from the staff, that should solve that whole issue.
And they are going to be voted on by programmers.
Right? We still have
the manager's decision.
Okay. The manager or the programmer?
The manager's decision. It's the management committee's.
But they said staff. Adriana's saying staff. I'm just asking for clarification.
If you've got three candidates and five positions.
I understand that.
Our new member is asking for
point of information. Is it staff that votes
or is it overdue rate?
He has access to staff.
Jim, would you like to chair the meeting?
Yes, I would.
Well, I'm not going to let you, but...
Point of information.
Yes, well, let me answer hers first. Okay? It is a collaboration between this body and management, and both have to agree to who comprises this program council. It's five LSB members. It's five people from this body, which we elected last month. It is five people elected from the community, which this body does, and it's five programmers, and those programmers are elected by the programmers. There is no mechanism by which the programmers historically have met to hold such elections. Okay?
Well, can a motion be made that the programmers here, can they be vote on these three?
No.
Well, if the body were to do it, yes, you can make that motion, but if it passes, it doesn't sound like there's sentiment in favor of it.
Point of clarification?
Wait. Jim.
Okay, let me clarify what I just said, just so I don't scare you with the thought of OBDK picking the three out of the five. Okay?
Well, I don't care.
I don't have access to tell Christopher and Mike and Robert to hold an election because I don't have access to the staff. OBDK has access to the entire staff, so I'm suggesting OBDK, maybe by the next meeting, tell us how he arrived at it. It can be very simple, whatever. And he tells us who those people are in a fair process. Do you think we could trust him with that?
Is there any objection to that procedure?
I'm not sure what he's saying.
Exactly.
He's saying that the manager picks all candidates.
I withdraw everything I said.
OBDK will pick five people, and we will have the opportunity to either... Now, I guess it's the staff that would end up approving or not approving the people that he has selected.
Ron DeGarner, point of clarification.
I can't understand what y'all are saying. I would be willing to let OBDK pick whatever he wants to. And if I know the other people from the staff, they're going to make a choice that was similar. But so right now, you're just talking different.
Let's put it off till next year.
No, let's not put it off.
We've already done it. 6 months.
Yeah.
Last year, we put it off. The year before, we put it off.
Folks, I want to let you know that I sent out an email to all of you, except for Adrian, and for maybe Nick, asking if anybody knew the legislation on this. I got no responses. Okay?
Point of information.
What is your request for information?
The last I saw this, it was LSB listeners and programmers. I think people are using staff, but sometimes programmers get called staff.
Right. Yeah.
But it's programmers. There is no staff, actually, on
it. Exactly.
So it is programmers, not staff, right?
Mr. Chair, point of order.
No. I'm not going to call on the audience.
Why not?
Call on Robert Martin.
Why can't he talk?
Robert would have something to say in there. Keep talking about
what he said. There's five positions.
Three people.
Notices went out to get volunteers to serve in this position. If there were more than five candidates, then there would be an election. But since there are three candidates, I think this body can declare that since only three people volunteered, they're elected. And then we can have those people go out and solicit to see if two or more other people want to run for the position.
If you would like to put that in the form of a motion, we can vote on it.
I'm happy to, but it'll probably take me a while to write it legibly.
You haven't made everybody write their motion, just me.
Point of clarification.
There's no such thing as a point of clarification.
I'm going to ask a question. I'm not clear on something, and I want to be.
Okay.
All right.
Request for information.
Request for information.
Anybody else?
Can you confirm that there was a deadline for doing this? So in other words, really, we could...
Answer your question.
Okay. There was no deadline.
No, there was no deadline.
Yes, there was. July the 9th, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. I got an email about it.
Yes. He's already taken I was one of the first ones that took the name of.
Is there...
Who put out the correspondence about the program, Council?
Are you asking a question or making a statement?
I disagree with you.
Well, then you can appeal from the decision of the chair.
You're telling me that there was no deadline, and I know there was because I obliged it.
Hello, Ted.
Yes, sir.
Now I finally got the solution. I have five candidates for five positions. Would y'all be willing to entertain?
Which five are you talking about?
Yes, Rhonda, Cliff, Christopher, Pat.
Sandy, Sandy, and Sandy.
Five for five.
Mr. Chair.
Point of order.
They can always be removed.
Point of order. There was something sent out. There was a deadline, and you guys need to be aware of who responded to that. Because, for example, I agree with you when I move it, right? But I think, for example, Hank Lamb wants to be on the program council.
He's not here.
Well, I know Hank let everyone know he wanted to be on the program council.
I met the deadline.
Hold on a second.
I met the deadline.
Folks, this arbitrary deadline when we did not have enough candidates seems to me, she's appealing my decision, it sounds like to me. My decision is that we allow people to, at least on an interim basis, let this body be formed, the program council, and if at some subsequent point it seems appropriate to restart the process because it is not functioning in a proper way, something that should have been functioning for at least 6 months, we can revisit this thing. So, how many of you would like to sustain my decision that all candidates up to tonight are eligible? I'm asking for a vote. And we can debate this. If anyone wants to talk about this before we vote, each person will have one opportunity. But I'm saying we're going to vote on people tonight who can form this thing effective immediately. Adriana.
We have a motion. Where is the motion? Because the motion clearly, I was in the PMB, and the PMB previous to me passed that motion to, and we reaffirmed that motion. The idea of five means all the representation is there. When you put an LSB, doesn't matter if you are listener or staff, you represent the LSB.
That is a separate issue.
I mean, sir, okay. May I finish? I listened to you in the meantime that you explained all of that. The motion is the program that constitutes the program council say that we need five programmers, we need five listeners, and five board members.
Okay.
Then we cannot elect
Understood. I'm going to take that to a vote.
May I finish whenever you...
You're repeating yourself. Let me see if I'm clear on what you're saying.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, what she is saying...
I need to finish. I said, we elect five members of this LSB. We cannot keep electing members from this LSB. What part is not clear?
Okay. I'm going to throw that to the body as well. How many people feel that a programmer who serves on this body is precluded from serving on this body because they are on the LSB?
Discrimination. No.
Okay,
no.
So...
Discrimination.
So, would you please? All I'm asking is how many, all those in favor of allowing programmers who serve on this body to also serve on the program council,
because this is getting to be too cumbersome.
All those in favor of people who serve on this body.
I should not be.
Well, let the program just pick somebody. They don't need you to pick somebody.
Point of information.
They need to speak. They're fine.
Because I'm new. Is there any conflict of interest that could ever occur?
Yes.
Is there any imbalance that could possibly occur as a result of it?
It can always be overridden by the general manager.
Look, it's up to the body.